Anchorage Museum director Julie Decker says her solve for 2020 was a documentary film that came out in May.
As I look at Biosphere 2 and I'm ready to enter, I take my last breaths of this atmosphere for 2 years.
That's from a trailer for Spaceship Earth, which, as you heard, follows an experiment performed on Earth in the early 1990s. 8 people locked themselves inside a closed environment called Biosphere 2 for 2 years. To survive, they learned to garden and bake bread. Decker says it might sound a little bit familiar.
What happens when people live in isolation with each other or from each other? I think it's a fascinating psychological experiment.
Unsurprisingly, things get a little tense among Spaceship Earth's residents after a few months. But Decker says the Biosphere 2 complex also resonates for another existential crisis she sees for the planet. That's global warming. And she says the ambitious project got her to think big, even while she was stuck in a house that felt small.
Through the pandemic, I felt that hunger for vision, for big thinking. We are living through a moment of deep personal, professional, global change. And you know, where are we going to let it take us?
Alaska Black Caucus President Celeste Hodge Groudon chose a work of art that wasn't envisioning the future. Instead, it was a verse written 2,000 years ago, Romans chapter 8, verse 28 of the Bible. Here's Groudon's reading.
And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose.
Groudon's organization, the Alaska Black Caucus, was reorganized at the end of 2019, when George Floyd was killed by police officers in Minneapolis this past summer, sparking worldwide protests over racism. The verse reminded her that her work was part of a larger plan.
Without this verse, nothing makes sense. And, you know, you crumble. You get offended. You get angry. You don't understand things.
Groudon says 2020 has helped awaken many to systemic racism in the country. But it hasn't been an easy year for her. She grieved the loss of her mother, and she's received threats and hate mail because of her positions on issues like police body cameras. Remembering the words from Romans 8:28 about following her purpose has helped keep her centered.
No matter, again, what is happening in your life, it's nothing that you planned, but it's everything that God planned.
Activist, social worker, and musician Samuel Johns also found direction for his Indigenous healing work from world history. But his inspiration came from an unorthodox source.
Genghis Khan.
If anyone said, man, one day you're going to be in quarantine and you're going to fall in love with the Mongol Empire, I'd be like, that sounds like the most wackiest shit I ever heard. What are you talking about?
The YouTube video that Johns chose is from a channel called Extra Credit that he started watching to help his kids get through history lessons. He acknowledges that Genghis Khan has often been typecast as a merciless murderer, but when he learned more about his story, he started to see real admirable parts of how the Mongol Empire ruled.
They fought wars and they defeated armies, but they let the people keep their language and they kept their scholars, they kept their teachers, and they made sure that their books were protected.
Those lessons struck deep for Johns as he pondered the legacy of colonialism during the summer of racial reckoning.
I've grown up in a disproportionate place, you know, where there was a lot of alcoholism. There was a lot of domestic abuse, you know? There was a lot of things that I could not save people from.
And hearing the story of one of the world's most powerful rulers helped him imagine a world where he had a bit more control over his life. It's something a lot of us can relate to in this year where so much has been taken away by forces beyond our control. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Lex Trinan.